this presentation by Fred H. Spiess Jr., CFA, entitled Fundamentals versus Momentum, was recorded on 17 November 2010 at the CFA Institute Security Analysis and the Search for Value Conference.
So we put together a conference in 97, and we talked about valuation, cash flow, working capital, discipline, and discipline and valuation and discipline. And then came the dot-com bubble, and we had another one of these. And then came the dot-condo bubble, and we had another one of these. And so here we are again for the 13th time trying to say valuation matters. And probably dot coupon is around the corner. Maybe that's the next bubble. But anyway, the bubbles keep coming, and we keep having this over and over again. And there's about 5,000 people who've come to the conference, and hopefully many, many more who've read the material. But we keep saying this over and over again, and we wonder why we don't get it as an industry. And part of it is that we've developed a culture in our industry, which is at a minimum self-destruction. And somewhere in the tour of managing money, there's a fork in the road, and one is fundamentals and one is momentum. And the business has taken on the momentum category, and what it has done is increased the herding aspect of investing, which goes back centuries to the tulip mania, the South Sea mania. The herding has always been part of the problem of the business. It's also been part of the opportunity for those who don't become victim to the crowd mentality. It's also, recently, we've redefined risk, and I'll get into that in a moment, but what this boils down to is basically a fool's errand. And one thing that reminds me of this fool's errand is this gathering here. This is the wildebeest. And several times during the year in the desert, the wildebeest, the alpha wildebeest, props up his nose, and he takes a big breath of air, and he senses value. And he starts running, and the crowd follows. And pretty soon, it's a stampede of literally hundreds of thousands, and they shake the ground, and they go, and the dust comes up, and the wildebeest are going, and they're all part of this, and they're very ugly creatures. They have big, bulging eyes, and they're part of this crowd. And they're, where are we going? I don't know, but we're all together, and we're okay, and we're going somewhere wonderful. And I'm a fiduciary. I got it. And they keep going, and they enter this creek. And then in the creek are several dozens of 2,000-pound crocodiles. And they say, here they come. And the wildebeest charge into there, and they get eaten. And they do this every year. And the people in the crowd, they're just happy to be part of this. Well, the stock market, the bond market, any kind of investing takes on this. And one of the questions when you leave here today and tomorrow is, are you going to be the wildebeest that charges blindlessly to where the group's going? Are you going to be the crocodile sitting and waiting for an opportunity? They're coming. And hopefully you'll make the right decision. Part of this is the culture that has increased the herding. And this, I had a call from one of our to-be investors, and he manages a large East Coast endowment. And he said, Fred, how do I get off of this treadmill? And I said, what treadmill are you talking about, knowing this is it? He said, we're hooked together. We're in this wildebeest charge. The investor, the committee, the consultant, and the manager all are well-intended. However, they're trapped. They're trapped in this little box. They're trying to get out. And each time one of them tries to get out of this box of being in the herd, the system pulls them back in. You want to be different. You want to be different and right soon. If you're different and not right very quickly, you're wrong. And the system punishes you. And so what we've done is we've been led by this group. And this is the committee. And the committee is made up of these people. Now, I gave this cartoon once before, and I got scathing emails Fred, that's very unprofessional at a CFA event in Boston. How could you insult Miss Piggy that way? But that is our ultimate client. And God bless them. They're wonderful. They're well-intended. But they have herd-like mentality. And somehow we have to break that treadmill in part of its discipline. Here's the problem. This process, this culture we've created, and everyone's afraid to abandon it because we spent 25 years creating it. We have redefined risk. Risk, capital risk, benchmark risk, and peer risk. This is the way it should be. On the left side, this is what Ben Graham taught us. This is what we tell people when they ask us about investing. And this is what we all believe. Capital, growth, and preservation. How more fundamental can you be? But when you get in the committee, in the crowd, the pressures to redefine that change. And here's a challenge for you. The next meeting you go to, put a column, benchmark, peer, job risk, capital risk. And then each time someone talks about one of these risks, put a check mark. And at the end of the day, the box on the right will be what you have, unless it's right after a bubble burst. People are possessed with the benchmark. We're more concerned about correlations than valuations. Benchmark risk, believe me, you cannot spend it at Walmart. They won't take it. Capital is what you have to do. But most of the meetings, the conversations, the managers, they talk about not what they're invested in, but how they're gaming the benchmark. Peer risk. My God, we've got data. We know how well Harvard's done and Yale's done. Everyone wants to be like them just in time for something bad to happen. And so you spend time wondering what the really smart people are doing. And then job risk, we don't talk about. You have to count the squiggles. When someone gets uncomfortable, they'll squiggle, and that's a notation that they're concerned about their job. So all these people were gathered together to manage somebody's capital, and they're preoccupied with the other definitions of risk. If we don't wake up soon, that somebody is going to find a better solution. And the solution is to come back to fundamentals. Fundamental of investing, assuming risk for some reward. And the reward translates three simple ways. Valuation changes, earnings, and dividends. It doesn't get any more complicated than that. And here, this is part of the history. You go to this chart. I love this chart because it's disarming to people who have not thought about it. The right-hand column. 80 years, the total return of the stock market is about 10%. 44% of it came from the grass-growing munchkin dividend and its reinvestment. So buying low and selling high is only part of the game. And you look at the towers, the 80s and 90s, for 20 years, dividends have not mattered. It's been an M&A, a game, a transactional world. And then look at the O's, and then look at the 30s. The dividend was an infinite amount because those two decades are the only two 10-year periods where you've lost money in the stock market. Going forward, which is why we're here, maybe the 60s and 70s are more representative where the dividends mattered because we're not going to get much from growth in earnings. We're not going to get much in terms of valuation because, as we're going to learn here in a few moments, interest rates have to go up. The tips were negative yield a week ago. You can't get any lower. Who ever heard of it negative? So if interest rates are going up, how are you going to get any help from valuation? So it may come back to a go-nowhere world where the dividends and its growth, symbolic of cash flow, is the only game in town, which comes back to why we're here. Dividends and dividend growth and paying attention to valuation is fundamental investing, valuation. And the dividend discount is at the core of valuation. So maybe we will remain in the minority because we want more wildebeest than crocodiles. And we need them out there. But you don't want to be one of them. And to break this treadmill, each of us have to say, no, I'm going to withstand the pressures of this new definition of risk in the crowd, and I'm going to go evaluation. And my guess is it'll work out very well. And we have to change the culture of the investment business, which is almost impossible, but you can change the culture and focus of your firm for your clients, which is why we're here.
Copyright 2011 CFA Institute. No part may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, electronic, mechanical, recording, or otherwise, without the express prior written permission of CFA Institute. This program is designed to give accurate and authoritative information in regard to the subject matter covered. It is distributed with the understanding that CFA Institute is not engaged in rendering legal, accounting, tax, investment, or other expert advice. If legal advice or other expert assistance is required, the services of a competent professional should be sought.